This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a mess on our hands, everybody. But thankfully, we have a president who's willing to clean up that mess. But he can't do it alone. So my question to you is, when are you going to get in the game? And I get it. Kevin, come on. We listen to your program. We're tuned in politically, blah, blah, blah. When are you going to get in the game? I'd love to tell you that you're in the game. You're an audience. You're a member. You're a spectator. Until you get in the game, until you find that cause, until you become that Horton Hears a Who voice that makes something just get to where it can be heard. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about who we are and what we do. We have an amazing team of people that needs to be 10 times the size with 1,000 times the intensity. But you know what? My tip-of-the-spear team of Navy SEALs that are part of our organization do the best we can, and we've done some great insurgent work. But let me tell you, this president, with everything that he's done, the fact that we find ourselves under fire, embattled, is ridiculous. At the highest level, that's where we are. I mean, every issue that Donald Trump... There was a thing, I didn't read it yet, but it said something like, 289 promises kept by Donald Trump. And I haven't looked at it. And I was thinking about we were doing research this morning. I was thinking, you know, we should really look at all the, I was thinking, man, we could do a month of shows on things that Donald Trump has done to help this country. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to focus on what he's done great. What I want to focus on is what the left has done that's bad. And let's do that. Let's look at this Mueller investigation. Let's expose it for what it is. I mean, I saw a story, get this, Hillary Clinton leaving the door open for 2020. What? You must mean her prison door? It's ridiculous to believe that we've got Roger Stone and Manafort, you know, under fire. Manafort in prison, right? And I don't know who else. And Michael Flynn, and we've got Hillary Clinton, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok. These guys are walking around free, probably got GoFundMes that are raising thousands of dollars. Their lives haven't changed materially. There are people in D.C. high-fiving these clowns. And they got an FBI raid of Roger Stone that took, 17 vehicles and 29 agents. You'd think they would... finding El Chapo after he tunneled out of the Mexican jail. Roger freaking Stone. He's going nowhere. Donald Trump can't do this alone. And it's up to us. Look, rallying at the every level there is and taking and understanding the problems. You know what the problems are? These voter rolls that are loaded with dead people. They're loaded with people who are no longer eligible to vote. They're loaded with illegals. And we should be getting those voter rolls clean. We should be demanding voter ID, valid voter ID. These are the things you got to be working on over the next 2 years to make things happen. But these leftists I don't think they're winning as much as they like to think they are, but here's what I'll tell you. It's scary to get up and see, you know, Donald Trump still polling here. And I don't believe the polls. But what I believe is in the manipulation of these polls, they're keeping the cap on Trump. When do we start it by, as I said, stop the whisper campaigns and start letting people know who you support? I wore a hat the other day that was a MAGA hat. I call it MAGA. I'm still going to call it MAGA. But anyway, I wore one of those hats the other day, 2 days in a row. And nobody said a word to me. Now I'm in Arizona, so I don't know. You know, maybe everybody's afraid because, you know, we have open carry here. We have constitutional carry here in Phoenix. So you can, in Arizona, so you can carry openly. There isn't, you know, I don't know if you got to get a conceal here. So let me back off of that. But I know you'll see people with firearms. So I don't know whether people are afraid. But I wear my hat. I haven't been shot. You know, nobody's done anything to me. Nobody's accosted me. I can't stand that. You know, or walked up to me in a store and thrown a soda on me. Because if they had, I guarantee you, we would have there'd be a lot to talk about the following day, or once I got out of jail from beating the crap out of the person. We got to get our acts together, folks, and we got to join in on this thing. And I'm talking about in a meaningful way. Leftists are, think about all these different special interest groups and how they rally for every cause. And you think, how does the LGBTQ community get so many letters and get so far ahead? Because they're constantly rallying for something. It could be stupid, but that doesn't matter. What's our squeaky wheel? Let me ask you this. What's your squeaky wheel? You tired of paying too much in taxes? You tired of being demonized as a capitalist, working hard and trying to provide for your family and people demonizing you every day? You tired of that? Maybe you can't get good health care and you're talking, oh, what's all this Obamacare crap they're talking about? I can't get that. Maybe your kid didn't get into the school they wanted and you're trying to figure out what's up with that. I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what hill you're willing to die on. But I promise you, whatever it is, there's a Democrat, there's a leftist, a so-called progressive who's trying to absolutely defeat you and keep you off that hill. Guarantee you that. This immigration thing's got me going right now, this new caravan moving towards the border. And they found this guy. He's near the border with Mexico. They say it's a desolate part. He was taken to the hospital after telling a federal agent he had a growing rash on his leg. This comes from U.S. Border Patrol spokesman Carlos Antunes. Flesh-eating bacteria is what he had. Necrotizing fasciitis. And I will tell you, of everything, I don't fear much in the world, but I really do have this issue with this necrotizing fasciitis, because once it hits your skin for whatever reason, it goes, man. They got to amputate body parts to save your life. They say, and here's the deal. The bacteria usually gets into the body through a minor cut or scrape and can cause a serious infection that can destroy muscle, skin, and other tissue. It is a dreaded... Don't Google it, because it is worse than ISIS videos. But this unidentified migrant was coming into the country with necrotizing fasciitis. Now, here's what they say.
Oh, it's not a bad thing. You know, it doesn't get, you know, I don't know what they call it, but pushed off to different people. I don't want it. I don't want it in the country. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We'll be back. Keep going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Should we do a tweet segment this show? You want to?
Yeah.
I got a few of them here. You guys got more? Give me some more. Yeah, just shoot them over. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I always like to... I have things in my brain like updates or crazy leftist crap or, you know, we have these categories that we prepare for the radio show. And I'm not kidding you. The categories are unlimited and you're moving stories around and sometimes we'll touch on a part of a story and I'll think, oh, we already talked about Kamala Harris. And then my producers will go, nope, we just touched on it. There's a ton going on. But one of my favorites is tweets because you can go through your Twitter feed and just look at the things that are happening, and you just go, wow, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that. And then some people are really clever. I played a clip from my friend Larry Elder the other day, and Larry had a tweet. He says, if CNN put a nickel in a jar for every story they get wrong, they pay for the wall. So true. Wow. I love the alternative points of view, the things that people point out. And you learn them in so many circumstances. I was talking to a couple, I was flying back from Florida the other day, and I'm reading a book called The Outliers. And they were, oh, you're going to love this guy. He wrote another book. I forget what they called, but I don't remember the name. But The Outliers are, in and of itself, is an interesting book. I suggest you check it out because there's some things that were mind-blowing. But here's what I was going to say. I don't read normally lots of other people's materials, but I do love getting the snippets because a snippet to me is that kernel of an idea. It's either funny to me or it provokes more thought. And my hope is that this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, does the same thing for you. Donald Trump tweeted this. If Roger Stone was indicted for lying to Congress, what about the lying done by Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Lisa Page and Lover, Baker, and so many others? What about Hillary to the FBI and her 33,000 deleted emails? What about Lisa and Peter's deleted texts and Wiener's laptop? Much more. See, that's where I keep coming back to. When do we get to see justice doled out equally in this country? Donald Trump is 100% right to bring this up. What about these liars? Clapper and Brennan are, it is not even a question of did they lie. They lied to Congress under oath. And then they use the excuse of, well, you know, we were okay to do that because, yeah, what are you talking about? I mean, I don't know what rationale you can get. If you're asked a question by the people who are employed by us, we want legitimate answers. And if it's a matter of national security, then you can say, you know, we have to talk about this separately. I can't answer this question publicly. There's all kinds of workarounds. But don't tell me you have a legitimate reason to lie to us when we, you know, lives are at stake. Donald Trump also tweeted this. And the reason why I like tweets is because we can jump around from subject to subject. So we got a new subject. This one's on NATO. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO General Secretary General, just stated that because of me, NATO has been able to raise far more money than ever before from its members after many years of decline. It's called burden sharing. Also, more united. Dems and fake news like to portray the opposite. What Donald Trump is responding to there is the idea that they said Trump is wanting us out of NATO, blah, blah, blah. For the record, I don't care whether we're in NATO or out of NATO. I don't think the average American cares whether we're in NATO or out of NATO. When I was a kid growing up, we had NATO and we had the Warsaw Pact. And I was, you know, which if you were for NATO, you were pro-America, pro our side. If you weren't, you know, then you were a commie. And I grew up, NATO, NATO, NATO. Yeah, NATO, we're all organized and helping each other. And we're never going to have to face the scourge of the Germans and what they did and all these other things. And what I found is NATO is meaningless. Over the years, it's meaningless. Who cares? These people, I mean, Donald Trump has to point out that these people haven't been living up to their responsibilities the way the United States has. And he is the single reason why this guy's collecting the funds in order to go fight battles around the world, and we shouldn't be using all American troops and certainly all of America's money. And he's the first one to do this. Barack Obama caved to NATO. Bush before him caved. Clinton before him caved. These people haven't been paying their bills for decades, and nobody's cared until Donald Trump, fiscally responsible, says, hey. And you know what's interesting? Trump understands this isn't just about the payments you make to NATO. This is about the payments we make in human lives, blood on the soil of every continent on this on the planet except Antarctica, of Americans fighting for freedom. Donald Trump sees that, but he sees the bigger picture. How long can we have these wars that go on forever and with no end? And see, that's the game. The game is do something that lasts a long time so you can continue to milk money out of it. When Obama got into office, he was like, we're going to shut them down. Now, whether you like that or not, you know, is one thing. But when he got in and he figured out, you know what? This is a boondoggle. I can pay back my cronies with this. Suddenly, we're not shutting them down. Donald Trump's going, look, leftists, you want to shut down the wars? I see it from a fiscal point of view that the biggest military, if you want to call it that, the biggest protection that we can have as American citizens is our economy. So I'm going to take these trillions of dollars that we're putting into useless stuff that gets us nowhere, and we've proven it, and we're going to put that back into our economy. And when we become 25%, 30%, 32%, 33% of the world economy, nobody dare mess with that economy. And oh, by the way, we will have plenty of money to put towards our defense, the defense of ourselves, and we will contribute to the defense of the world, both in people and in financial, you know, in money. But we're not going to be the ones that are paying, are towing the freight, you know. We're not going to be the ones doing it. And it makes sense at every level. It makes sense to Democrats. But you know what they get caught up in? He's a racist. He's a sexist. And you let him. Not willing to fight for this guy. We got to fight for this guy. Here's one more tweet. Voter fraud alert. Texas Secretary of State, this is from the Secretary of State of Texas, discovered approximately 95,000 individuals identified as non-citizens have a matching voter registration record in Texas, approximately 58,000 of whom have voted in Texas elections. Any illegal vote deprives Americans of their voice. This is the Texas Secretary of State, Ken Paxton. You need to send this man a note thanking him for his service and getting these voter rolls cleaned up. And we should be doing this for every Secretary of State that's willing to do it. And for those who are not willing to do it, we should be telling them, you're not going to be in that position very long, much longer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. He says the United States really needs to keep their eye on China.
I think China writ large is the most significant counterintelligence threat we face. We have economic espionage investigations, for example. That's just one piece of it in virtually every one of our 56 field offices. And the number of those has probably doubled over the last 3 or 4 years. Almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them lead back to China.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone is proclaiming his innocence. Stone entered a plea of not guilty during an arraignment proceeding today in D.C. federal court. Stone will be back in court on Friday. Speaking of court, in Brooklyn, closing arguments are set for Wednesday in the El Chapo drug trafficking trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left will never admit what I'm about to tell you. They wouldn't admit it in a million years. Now, they say it all the time, but they don't even realize that they're saying it.
What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson?
That's right. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. What do the left say that they don't even realize that they're saying? They tell you Obamacare was a failure. That's what they tell you. They tell it to you every day. Nobody even questions them on it. Well, you know, with the government shutdown, people aren't going to be able to pay their medical bills. Really? How's that? How's that? These are people that have Obamacare. Obamacare cured it all. I mean, listen to any of these leftists. The first thing they do is tell you, the health care, all the babies, people are dying. And you go, wait a minute, You guys have heard me talk about it, so you knew the answer. But don't act like you knew this before you heard it. You know, I'm not saying that you folks don't make good observations of your own. I'm just telling you, I'm listening to these guys differently. I'm going, every time I listen to them, I go, it was your policy, your policy, your policy. When it works, it's because of Trump. When it doesn't work, they want to blame Trump and act like they had the right policy. When they talk about the average person has to work all these jobs in order to pay for health care. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? People are working two jobs to do what? To pay for Obamacare. Trump revolutionized health care. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. You heard it here. Trump revolutionized health care. Listen to what I'm telling you. He revolutionized it. Let us pretend that President Trump destroyed America's healthcare system, but they secretly trumpet his efforts. They love this guy. They'll never tell you that. You know what the left are excited about? They are excited that Donald Trump destroyed, he's in the process, rather, of destroying Obamacare. And he left one part that leftists conveniently overlook. They overlook it all the time. Pre-existing conditions. Trump understood the circumstances of pre-existing conditions as part of health care, and he understands the numbers. Everybody, well, not everybody, but almost everybody has pre-existing conditions. Most pre-existing conditions are small. Nobody even thinks about it. Things like psoriasis or, you know, I don't know, give me something little. You know, you've got some little thing that's dandruff, I don't care, but you've got something, and it's very small. Most people don't have a debilitating disease, nor will they face one in their lifetime. Most of us are going to die a natural death. Nothing anybody can do about it. You're just going to die in your sleep. I hope that's how I go. And if you get to pick, So most of us aren't even going to face any of the nonsense that these people keep talking about with health care. And Donald Trump understands that. So he's looking at it from an actuarial standpoint, and he's saying, no problem, we'll cover pre-existing conditions. But Democrats have used the potential of these, you know, pre-existing conditions of doom and gloom for government takeover of health care, which is a euphemism for leftists wanting to rob you, the American taxpayer, blind. Based on Trump's understanding of economics, he will remake the healthcare system something we can all use without fear. And our price for healthcare is going to go down substantially. Trust me. And what about this boss move, man? Again, a move that Democrats claim they've wanted, but did nothing during the era of Baby Black Jesus, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the era of black presidency, the black, or the dark ages is what I like to call it, just to make leftists, to trigger them. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about what The Hill reported, because Donald Trump wants Medicare to negotiate drug prices. He supports this idea. It's usually associated with the Democrats, but it wasn't proposed as part of the drug pricing plan that got released last May. But he wants these drug prices to be negotiated. Why shouldn't they be? Let me put it to you this way. The drug prices that have been negotiated so far, here's what I want you to think when you think of them. Think of trade with China. Think of anything that Barack Obama did that actually saved us money, that actually benefited the taxpayer, the consumer of these services. And so there were Democrats who tried to set up the president's bill doesn't go far enough. They say it's a bluff on drug prices. Let me ask you, when have you ever known Donald Trump to bluff? I'm just saying, when have you known him to go, you know, say, look, we're going to plug the border up, or we're going to deal with these gang members, and, you know, we're going to get tougher on crime? When did he do it? He's never done it. But I want to make another point. Trump did something else very interesting that it's not even being talked about. He requires hospitals now to post their cost. He's turned healthcare into retail. You can shop for your healthcare the way you might shop for a car. Now, prior to Trump's legislation, and I've got to look this up, but I sat in a seminar once, and I believe this is correct. It was illegal for hospitals to post the cost of their services. They wouldn't tell you. So how far can this go now that you can walk into a hospital and they tell you, if you have to have open heart surgery, it says if you got a hernia, this is our anesthesiology cost, yada, yada, yada. And you get to, these prices can be posted online. Emergency centers, these urgent care centers can compete with hospitals and show you how much money you're going to save. I don't know if you've ever looked at a hospital bill. You ever been told this? If you pay with insurance, it'll cost you, we'll charge you more, but it'll cost you less. I've heard that. The days, folks, of $12 aspirins, $5 Band-Aids, and $100 ankle bracelets or whatever that cost $6 at a drugstore, those days are over. Now these guys got to give you a bill, and you can go, this is crazy. Can you imagine getting your bill, and they say, we anticipate we're going to be giving you this many aspirins. I can't even imagine what these guys have charged us over the years on the things that if you've ever had to go to the hospital. Years ago, I had a hernia surgery, and it was paid by a family that my grandparents worked for, and I had to have it if I was going to play football. So I had a hernia surgery, and I didn't even look at the bill, and the guy who did my surgery was a physician who was a friend of the Mormons, the friends of the family that my grandparents worked for. So we didn't look at anything. I'm presuming he treated them fair. But when my son, my third youngest son, he busted his spleen and he had to go to the hospital, I looked at that bill. I fought those people tooth and nail. I was like, you people are crazy. I'm not paying this much for this or that or da da da. And, well, it's Mr. Jackson, it's on insurance. And I don't care. Anyway, what's most interesting about this second point I made is what's missing. See, leftists talk about the cost of health care. But when Trump makes the most radical pro-consumer health care change in modern history, the silence of leftists is deafening. And I want you to think about this. When Trump got us out, got America out of wars, while the left claimed to hate America's involvement, you know, us butting into other countries' business, they criticized Donald Trump for doing what Obama didn't and likely couldn't do. Obama, the world, what did he get? Nobel Peace Prize winning president, stopped no war. Stopped no war. Oh, he talked about it. Leftists accuse America of colonializing other countries, but then are silent when we get out of those other countries, when Donald Trump gets us out. And Trump's stated policy is for America to get out of the business of policing the world and allowing countries to set their own policy, but leftists say nothing. And you can see this. They have a very interesting response when President Trump does something that they like. That's what I've noticed. Now, you go back and look at anything you want. Obamacare stinks. President Trump took all these different things in the healthcare system, and little by little, he's starting to fix them up, and you're not hearing anything. Obamacare got around everything it promised. Aside from the enormous cost of just paying for the insurance, it's what's hidden in there that's most disconcerting to me. And do we got time? I'm going to see if we even have time to get to it. Because I want to talk about these exchanges. And I want to talk about what Obamacare didn't deliver and how President Trump said, okay, because I'm telling you, what he's done in health care is revolutionary. If Barack Obama had done even one of the things that I've already given you on what Trump has done with this, I would be giving him praise. I'd be crediting him for something. He did none of it. He's got a scare face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump revolutionized health care. I talked about it last segment. I'm going to talk about it this segment. He destroyed Obamacare, therefore giving America a health care system that we can actually be proud of. Leftists love it. They won't say it publicly, but they do. They conveniently overlooked the very core essence of what Obamacare was to take care of, and not at the price that it was doing it, and that was pre-existing conditions. And Donald Trump said, you know what? It's not as big of a deal as you think, conservatives. Yes, Are you going to cover some debilitating stuff? Are you going to cover cancers and experimental surgeries and things from time to time? Absolutely, you will. But the majority of pre-existing conditions are nothing. So give them that. The money that we can save in getting rid of Obamacare, we could easily handle the few million people that have to take advantage of the healthcare system in more ways than one. Think about the number of people who die never having gone to a hospital, or it's minor stuff. It's a shocking number. It is. More people, like I said, I've used this statistic before and I'll use it many other times. The chance of you going to the hospital, you're three times more likely to go to court. So Donald Trump knows the economics of it. He also knows the economics of Obamacare. And he understands how Obamacare was skirting the issues, getting around things. For example, what it told us, the way they sold it was we could get to keep our doctors and keep our policies, and we couldn't. We didn't get to keep any of it. They sold us on the idea that we were going to be saving money. It was a lie. Now I want you to, here's how Forbes tries to shift blame. Before I get to that, let me go ahead and tell you who I am. I'm Kevin Jackson, folks. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part of what we do. We're talking about Obamacare, talking about health care. We don't just talk about race here. I don't care what people tell you. I don't care what Rush Limbaugh says. He's jealous. He's jealous. Now I want to get to this Forbes article. Forbes tries to shift the blame for the failure of Obamacare from Obama to President Trump. And here's what they write. To say the exchanges have endured a tumultuous journey from the IT issues that delayed the launch in 2013 to the infamous and ongoing exoduses of major healthcare plans in the years that followed is an understatement. So let's stop there. Did Trump create the IT issues that cost billions of dollars for a freaking website to be built? The answer is no. Had Trump built the Obamacare website, it would have worked day one. It would have been spectacular. I'm not going to go all Trumpian on you, but it would have been great. It would have been the best website ever. It would have been an amazing website. Best healthcare, well, probably the best website. Not just healthcare, website. Okay, there you go. There's my Trump. The launch in 2013. Then, what happened? The big insurance companies started going, we're not going to be a part of this. No, you have no way to make sure we're funded in the event that there is a run on our services. And there were a run on their services. Because you know who joined Obamacare? The most sickly people in this country joined Obamacare. That's why. Then they said this. But to say they're now stabilizing with a 1.5% drop in 2019 premiums following a 37% average spike in 2018 is an overstatement. I predicted this. Here's what I told you was going to happen with Obamacare. And keep in mind, from 2013 till today, we've had this piece of crap legislation. So they doubled our rates. Then they doubled them again. Then they went up 15, 20, 30% or whatever. And keep in mind, since 2013 to 2018, they've still been going up. And in 2018, they went 37% over the previous year. Now, keep in mind the number of times things have doubled and tripled or whatever. And think about what a 37% increase in the last over in 2018. No wonder Trump wants to get rid of this piece of crap. So they went down in 2019 1.5%. So I don't know what the number is, but let's say that it's gone up 300%, and now it's dropped 1.5%. So you know what Obama and his crew would be saying?
Well, you see, the rate's starting to go down. The rate went down 1.5%, just like we told you.
You know how many years we have to wait to get our money back before it goes down the 300% that it's gone up? And oh, by the way, you promised us that we would all be saving like $2,500 a year was the average that they gave out. The article continues. The wild undulations in premium prices from 2018 to 2019 share the same origin. It's not economics, even socioeconomics, it's politics. The exchanges were created to protect people with pre-existing conditions and allow low to middle income families earning between $33,000 and $88,000 to purchase health insurance at a reasonable price. Since the exchange's launch, approximately 85% of individuals and families on the exchange have received subsidies based on income level. To qualify for an exchange subsidy, enrollees need to purchase a plan with a yearly deductible of 30% or for silver, 40% for bronze. So I want you to understand, you still got to pay 30% of your plan is a deductible, or 40%, a yearly deductible. But because many families that said this would struggle with such high out-of-pocket exposure, the ACA provided a provision requiring insurance companies to waive deductible payments based on income. So aside from these facts, the fact that these poor folks are getting your money in the form of a subsidy, on top of that, the insurance company is going to waive their 30 to 40% deductible. They're getting money back. Now, let me ask me what that money back was supposed to fix. It was supposed to cover their 30 to 40% yearly deductible. But it didn't. So, he continues, the provision didn't sit well with insurers. So to keep them from leaving the exchanges, they were leaving the exchanges. Then President Obama authorized cost-sharing reduction, CSR payments, making the federal government, not the insurance companies, financially responsible for out-of-pocket expenses for any enrollee earning less than 250% of the federal poverty level. Now, I don't know what that level is, but let's say federal poverty level is $35,000 for a family of four. Then if you made up to $87,000 and change, at roughly $88,000 a year, you could still get this cost sharing reduction. So they said then in October of 2017, volatility came a knocking. With insurers on deadline to submit exchange rates for the coming year, President Trump threatened to end CSR payments. Spooked insurers had two choices, either abandon the exchanges or raise your premiums. Most chose the latter, resulting in the 37% average increase in silver plans for 2018. Now, I want you to understand, these guys feasted from 2013 to 2018. Made money hand over fist. So they said, the next fall, when rate-setting season rolled around for 2019, the administration reversed its position, agreeing to pay CSR subsidies for qualifying enrollees. Suddenly, insurers were not only receiving the higher premiums they put in place before, but also the CSR dollars. So rather than be financially behind as they had feared, they were far ahead. Now they had a regulatory problem. So what they want to do is say, Donald Trump created this problem because now they were back where they started. But they were feasting. Yeah, they were feasting. Everybody's paying the higher insurance rates and they're covering the poor people. Maybe that's what Trump wanted to begin with. Maybe he wanted to be able to demonize the insurance companies. Maybe he wanted to be able to show people these rates aren't going down or whatever. I don't care what it was. I want this thing done. But now we have a regulatory problem. They say, you see, the ACA limits how much health plans can collect and use for administrative cost and profit. Law puts a minimum quota on how much insurers must spend on medical care. In most cases, they call it a medical loss ratio, must exceed 80%. But because of the added dollars flowing in the insurance, the insurers had no choice but to drastically limit, even reduce their 2019 premium prices. So this is hardly a story of stabilization, they say. Rather, the low rates for 2019 reflect the excess ones of 2018. Well, let me tell you something. There are no low rates in Obamacare. And Donald Trump needs to be made to cancel this CSR. We need to get on to him and say, this needs to go. We don't need it. Anyway, my own point is this. I'm sick of talking about Obamacare. I'm sick of talking about health care in general. There is a much better way to do this, and it involves getting rid of the waste and the fraud and understanding the system to a degree that we can get the insurance and people working for the people and not against us. I don't know how it's going to happen, but we can certainly do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.